AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hundreds of handheld pagers exploded nearly simultaneously in parts of Lebanon and Syria, killing at least 9 people, wounding more than 2,700. The AP's Karim Chahayeb has more from Beirut.
Videos from Beirut's southern suburbs circulating on social media and local media showed people laying on the pavement with wounds on their hands or near their pants pockets. Hezbollah blamed Israel and vowed to retaliate. The group said that the pagers belonged to its members, but we don't yet know whether any senior members of the militant group had those pagers in their possession as well. The Israeli military declined comment.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will launch its own criminal investigation into the apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump.
The state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, straightforward offense, which is attempted murder.
Meantime, Sagar Magane reports Kamala Harris has been discussing Trump's rhetoric, particularly about Haitian migrants in Ohio.
In a rare extended interview at the National Association of Black Journalists, the vice president said officials who have a big microphone have a big responsibility, understanding their words have meaning, and Trump's attacks on Springfield migrants are simply lies.
Grounded in some age-old stuff.
The message now?
Let's turn the page and chart a new way forward and say you can't have that microphone again.
2 days after another apparent assassination attempt on Trump.
There are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe.
While she does.
Not everybody has Secret Service.
Harris says she spoke with Trump.
Checked on to see if he was okay.
Trump says he's been shot at because of rhetoric from Harris and President Biden.
I told him what I have said publicly. There's no place for political violence in our country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump is holding a town hall this evening in Flint, Michigan. This is AP News. Americans spent a bit more last month. The Commerce Department reports retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
Consumers have been hanging in there, and we know that inflation trends are finally working in our favor, even though we still have elevated prices.
And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks remained stuck in place on Wall Street ahead of what's expected to be the first cut to interest rates in more than 4 years. The S&P 500 edged up by less than 0.1% Tuesday. The benchmark index is slightly below the all-time high it reached in July. The Dow slipped 15 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Dow pulled a touch below the record high it set a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market ahead of Wednesday's announcement by the Federal Reserve. The Fed is widely expected to start cutting interest rates to shore up the economy now that inflation is easing. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.